Narayana namaskritan rum tevam narotamam devim saraswati vyasam tato jayam udirayat nashta prayeshva bhadresu nityam bhagavata sivaya bhagavata utamasloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki om namo bhagavate vasudevaya om namo bhagavate vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Hare Krishna, good morning to all the devotees on the call today. So, the Srimad Bhagavatam text is from Canto 1, Chapter 8, and Text 5. Canto 1, Chapter 8, Text 5. I'd read the Sanskrit three times, and anyone who wants to repeat can do so at that time.
Sadayita jata satro samrajyam kritave hritam gatayid vasato ragya kacha spasha satayisha sadayita jata satro samrajyam kritave hritam Gatayitva satorakya kachaspasha satayusha sadayitva jata satro swamrajyam kitaveritam gatayitva satorakya kachaspasha satayusha
Hare Krishna. Okay, we'll do word for word now.
Satayitva, having executed, ajata shatru, of one who has no enemy, swamrajyam, own kingdom, kitave, by the clever Duryodhana and party, hritam, usurped, Tathayitva, having killed. Asata, the unscrupulous. Raja, of the queens. Kacha, bunch of hair. Spasha, roughly handled. Shata, decreased. Ayusa, by the duration of life. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. The clever Duryodhana and his party cunningly usurped the kingdom of Yudhishthira, who had no enemy. By the grace of the Lord, the recovery was executed, and the unscrupulous kings who joined with Duryodhana were killed by him. Others also died, the duration of life having decreased for their rough handling of the hair of Queen Draupadi. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In the glorious days, or before the advent of the age of Kali, the brahmanas, the cows, the women, the children, and the old men were properly given protection. One, the protection of the brahmanas maintains the institution of varna and ashram, the most scientific culture for attainment of spiritual life. Two, the protection of cows maintains the most miraculous form of food, that is, milk for maintaining the finer tissues of the brain for understanding higher aims of life. Three, the protection of women maintains the chastity of society by which we can get a good generation for peace, tranquility,
and progress in life. 4, the protection of children gives the human form of life its best chance to prepare the way of liberty from material bondage. Such protection of children begins from the very day of begetting a child by the purificatory process of Garbhadhan Samskara, the beginning of pure life. 5, the protection of old men gives them a chance to prepare themselves for a better life after death. This complete outlook is based on factors leading to successful humanity as against the civilization of polished cats and dogs. The killing of the above-mentioned innocent creatures is totally forbidden because even by insulting them, one loses one's duration of life. In the age of Kali, they are not properly protected, and therefore the duration of life of the present generation has shortened considerably. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is stated, that when the women become unchaste for want of proper protection, there are unwanted children called Varna Sankara. To insult a chaste woman means to bring about disaster in the duration of life. Dushasan, a brother of Duryodhana, insulted Draupadi, an ideal chaste lady, and therefore the miscreant died untimely. These are some of the stringent laws of the Lord mentioned above. Okay. Om Aginati Mirangasya Jnana Ganashalakaya Chakshu Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Snapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sma Padantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavam Cha Sri Rupa Sagajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitam Sha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namusite Tapta Kanchana Gurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishavanu Sute Devi Panamani Hari Priya Panchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sundhibhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vashari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namne Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatyadi Shvetarini Namo Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gurati Se Namaha Anandalila Maya Vigrahaya Imahabedi Pachavishindiraya Tasmi Maha Prema Raspadaya Chaitanya Chindraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chindraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chindraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chindraya Namo Namaste Hare Krishna. So the translation in English for this text is the clever Duryodhana and his party cunningly usurped the kingdom of Yudhisthira, who had no enemy. By the grace of the Lord, the recovery was executed, and the unscrupulous king who joined with Duryodhana were killed by him, the Lord, that is. Others also died, their duration of life having decreased for their rough handling of the hair of Queen Draupadi. So, a lot of things to learn from this. Offenses, brutality,
There are repercussions, things that come from doing such. Nobody gets away with, as they say in America, free lunch. Especially if you do the wrong thing, you have to go through some sort of chastisement from it. The Lord arranges that. And so, first thing, we have to be careful how we handle our lives, living with material, definitely sitting at the mode of goodness, and we are fortunate enough to have connection with transcendence, especially through hearing and chanting the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, the clever Duryodhana and his party cunningly usurped the kingdom of Yudhishthira. So Queen Kunti is calling Duryodhana clever. Of course, clever in a negative sense. He knew that the kingdom really wasn't for him. He knew that his uncle Pandu died in an untimely way. He knew that when it comes to the older person among the children was Yudhishthira and not him. He knew all of that. And still, because his father was blind, and his father was older, but blind, older than Pandu, and he couldn't get the kingdom, because, well, you just don't let a blind person get a kingdom like that. And if you can have a substitute, he certainly would go for the substitute, who's also well-trained. But all of this was not taken into consideration in its proper perspective by Dhritarashtra. And then, of course, Shakuni had his own plans, because Shakuni was upset with the Kuru dynasty. Bhishma coming to take his beautiful sister and proposing that, or requesting that she marry the same blind Dhritarashtra. And not only did she agree, but she also blindfolded herself. And this was very difficult for Shakuni to deal with. And he never forgave Hastinapura for doing that. And so the whole thing was set up. But see now, as it said in Brahma Samhita, Krishna sarva karana karanam is the cause of all causes. These were all set up. Of course, we don't blame Krishna directly, but Krishna is the cause of all causes, because the real problem was there were too many demons on the earth anyway. So ultimately, this is all set up so that they would be removed. And that's what Queen Kunti is talking about. This clever Duryodhana and his party cunningly usurped the kingdom of Yudhishthira. They made different plans to get rid of Yudhishthira or somehow not let him be king. Yudhishthira wasn't even inimical towards them. He didn't see them as enemies. But by the grace of the Lord, the recovery was executed. I like the way Maharani put it. The recovery was executed. Of course, the whole war was 640 million people died in the process. And so many demons were gotten rid of, beginning with Putana. So many demons that were on earth. And so arranged that they were under the control of Kansa, because Kansa had in fact been successful in defeating them. So now they were answering to him. And he sent them to Vrindavan, and one after another, they were killed by young Krishna at the time. And then the Pandavas did the rest. So by the grace of the Lord, the recovery was executed. So this summarizes a lot of things. And the unscrupulous kings who joined with Duryodhana were killed by the arrangement of Krishna. Others also died. Now, their duration of life having decreased for their rough handling of the hair of Queen Draupadi. Now we know it was Dushasan directly that did that. But Dushasan was sent by Duryodhana to go bring Draupadi to the Dhritarashtra's court with all of these distinguished saints sitting there. All of this is going on because of Dice and Shakuni's plans. Now, there is repercussions for things that happen. and if we do wrong. There's mercy, and devotees, sometimes when we do the wrong thing, we get slapped on the wrist, but we do get slapped. Not like you get away with it. We do get slapped on the wrist. And so, and Krishna would make sure that the slap may be a slap on the wrist, but we will feel it too. That means there is reaction. Mm-hmm. And so we gotta be careful about how we act towards devotees, especially devotees, because devotees are special people, although Krishna is equal to everyone, but most people have turned their heads away from Krishna consciousness. Devotees have turned towards Krishna consciousness, and therefore they have, and we, as you say, all of us that are trying to be devotees or good devotees, we have special mercy for that reason. So Srila Prabhupada says in the purport that in the glorious days, or before the advent of the age of Kali, the brahmanas, the cows, the women, the children, and the old men were given protection properly before the advent of the age of Kali. By the way, yes, there is Satya Yuga, there is Treta Yuga, there is Dwapara Yuga, and there is Kali Yuga. But actually, the people make the age at the time. The people make the age. It's not like Krishna wants people to be more and more sinful. The people become sinful because you get more and more attracted to Maya. And so the age changes in that way. Of course, the big, as it says in the Shastra, situation that caused the age of Kali to come full strength was Sringi cursing Maharaj Parikshit. Sringi was the son of the Brahman. And then, you know, the age came in full strength, because then the Brahmanas now have been looked at as not being, well, being through Sringi, the cause of the problems for such a great king, being cursed to live only 7 days and then die. Srila Prabhupada explains that Maharaj Parikshit could have overturned the curse, but he took it as the Lord's situation. He left the kingdom, you know, Lord's grace. Something is supposed to happen. He left the kingdom to his sons, Maharaj Janmijaya being the oldest, and he went to the banks of the Ganga, and true enough, it was arranged for Shukadeva Goswami to also come. And Maharaj Parikshit was going to leave, and what was the best thing to do for a person about to leave? There was deliberation among the sages there, and then finally it was decided that Shukadeva Goswami would in fact speak about Krishna to Maharaj Parikshit as the best way to leave. And this is how Bhagavatam was spoken to Maharaj Parikshit for our benefit. Now we are in there talking about. So, in the age of Kali, the brahmanas, the cows, the women, the children, and the old men are not being given the proper protection in this age of Kali. Srila Prabhupada talks about the benefits of the protection of each of these classes, beginning with the brahmanas. The brahmanas, when they are protected, then the institution of varna and ashram, which is the proper form of government, that's then set. It doesn't get disrespected. But because the brahmanas are not being properly protected, now varnashram is like, if you look at the varnas, brahmanas, kshatriyas, vaishyas, and then shudras. Well, there are still the skeleton of varnas. It's called the skeleton. It's still there because the varnas, comprised of the brahmanas, the religious people, then the administration and the military, that's still there. Then the business people, vaishyas, that's still there. And the shudras, the employees, that's still there. But what's the quality of it though? That's the issue. Big, 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 big issue. The brahmanas are, if you add the priests, of the different churches, many of them have been compromised because they're going after money. They're using the Shastra to go after money. And in other words, they preach. And the whole idea is, it's a business. They have made a business out of it. Do they advise the Kshatriyas? Absolutely not. The Kshatriyas wouldn't even hear them. The Kshatriyas do whatever they want to do. And the Kshatriyas are very, very much compromised. The politicians, Kali Yuga politics. We all have given it a name, Kali Yuga politics. It's dead. It's dead. Spiritually, it's dead. Vaishyas are supposed to do business, but also protect the cows. Vaishyas are killing the cows in the slaughterhouses. And then when that happens, then the shudras that are supposed to be the employees serving, they may serve, but they will get confused. They wouldn't know which way is up, which way is up. There would be so much mortal ignorance within the shudras, because the classes that they're supposed to look up for, or look up to, and work with, are all contaminated. And that's the situation we're in now. So how fortunate we are that Srila Prabhupada has come and not only changed things, he's told us, putting the head back, the head that is the Brahman situation, and even going higher. Brahmanas are supposed to advise the kings based on the mode of goodness, to stay, the kings stay in the mode of goodness, so that they would rule the people with the proper protection and empathy and sympathy that needs to be there. So in Bhagavad Gita chapter 18, text 42, the Brahmanas themselves work under a certain type of consciousness: peacefulness, self-control, austerity, purity, tolerance, honesty, knowledge, wisdom, and being religious. That's how the Brahmanas work. Now, Srila Prabhupada has put the protection of the Brahmanas as very important, because that's how the institution of Varna and Ashram is maintained. Now, some of us might think, well, we could have written Vaishnavas, but he wrote Brahmanas. But the idea is, the Brahmanas aren't supposed to necessarily change the religions of the different people. Okay? But what works is, the Brahmanas should help both the administration and the people in general come up, at the very least, to the mode of goodness. That should be there. So the society can function. To be a Vaishnav, it's said in places in the Shastra, you will have gone through so many lifetimes of purification, so many other things it takes for a person to accept Krishna. That's why very few people accept Krishna. Although general goodness is there. And so the Brahmana's function is not only to operate on these that we've just discussed here. Samo, dhamma, tapaso, cham, shanti, ajapam, evacha, jnanam, knowledge, vijnanam, wisdom, astikyam, brahma, karma, sabha, jam. That's the qualities by which they work. So if these peacefulness, just imagine a peaceful Brahmana is able to tell these people who are preparing all kinds of nuclear bombs about peace and self-control and austerity. If the Brahmanas could tell people who are in control about austerity and purity, there will be no embezzlement of any money. That won't happen. Tolerance and honesty and knowledge. But it's not working these days. So there's so much that needs to be done. So much that needs to be done. And the Lord will in fact be under, he's the cause of all causes, so change will come. But when the Lord makes changes, sometimes he makes changes, 640 million people leave their bodies. So we'll see what that would happen. But there will be some change. As the golden age is supposed to come for a brief period of time, so there will be some change. The cows. Protection of a cow, Srila Prabhupada said, maintains the most miraculous form of food, that is milk for maintaining the finer tissues of the brain for understanding higher aims of life. Interestingly enough, this advantage of drinking cow's milk is not, you won't find this particular definition in a regular cow meat. You look on the internet, you won't find this. It's only here, maintaining the finer tissues of the brain for understanding higher aims of life. But still cow's milk, even if you look online, military, the National Dairy Council says milk has 9 essential nutrients. So I looked it up. It has calcium for building healthy bones. It's even only the body, right? Physical body. Healthy bones and teeth. And maintaining the bone mass, it has a lot of protein, which is a source of energy, and it repairs muscle tissue. It has potassium, maintains good blood pressure. It has phosphorus, it strengthens the bones and generates energy. It has vitamin B, it also helps maintain bones. It has vitamin B12, it has vitamin A, which is for immune system, and it has a few things, B2, converts food into energy, and niacin, which also metabolizes sugar and fatty acids. So even from a scientific point, milk does all of these. And then Srila Prabhupada, of course, is not talking much about things material. So he says, it maintains the finer tissues of the brain for understanding higher aims of life. So the protection of cows. In the book, The Higher Taste, the case is made that the cow, I mean, it's a good conclusion they come to, even economically, that the cow is much better for human society alive than killed for beef and for meat. And it's proven there. So many things the cow gives. Milk is one of them, and the milk sweets and the other kinds of formation of the yogurt and the butter and the cheese, all of that come from the milk. But cow urine is also medicinal. Cow dung is also fuel. So much can benefit society when the cow is alive. Even the cow that is not giving any more milk still gives urine and still gives cow dung. So they're still useful. So the protection of cows, and because cows are not being protected, so then the world is now going through such turmoil. From killing cows, then some of the fallback or the chastisement will be wars. People are also going to get killed. The soul is the same in the cow as the same as in the human body. So if you respect and take a physical body and kill it, Srila Prabhupada says, he gave an example like an apartment. The person is in their apartment. We don't have a right to boot out the person. It's only the landlord that can have the person leave the apartment. Same way, the physical body is the apartment, and the real person is inside the soul, inside the apartment. It is by the arrangement of the authorities that a person can leave. So we just, therefore, the slaughterhouses are going to bring more and more and more and more confusing situations. And of course, Krishna, as a demigod, kind of warning us with different things that are happening with the weather, getting worse and worse and worse. And what are people doing? You listen to the news, they'll tell you, oh, this is the worst situation in so many years. The worst ever situation. Nobody realizes that the Kali Yuga type of cow killing, no protection of women, this, all of these is what's causing it. So number three, Srila Prabhupada says the protection of women maintains the chastity of society. And through chastity, then good souls come. And good souls that are more religious, peaceful, non-violent. When people are born under horrible situations, then the soul that comes is also a soul that's going to cause trouble. Sometimes, you mean, some souls are born, they're not wanted. So this is, it's a problem, big problem. And women are like Lakshmi. They are that important to us. we cannot do much without Lakshmi. And my Guru Maharaj spent the lecture called Protection of Women, spent so much time talking about different aspects of why women are important and why they should be protected. Then it's for the good of society that women get protected. So properly protected and cared for women bring about good children. They will be trained properly, but when women are abused, then of course, as Kunti was saying here, Maharani Kunti, the abuser will suffer a shorter lifespan. Not to mention complications that will come after the life also. And before things got really bad, in good times, there were even situations where a woman could sleep under a tree and not be disturbed by bad people. Those times have come, and now they've gone. You have to be very careful. What are we now? What are we in now? A situation where women won't walk the streets at night. Women just go home. Make sure they stay indoors. Even the ladies of the night, the prostitutes that are out there, are still out there, still true enough, but then there are men not too far from them, watching over them to protect them. Even that's going on. Because they are bad people, and Kali Yuga is just going worse and worse and worse and worse. So, protection of children. Children are more vulnerable just because of their size, their strength. Babies, toddlers, and then up to, you know, teenagers and so on, still they are dependent. The protection of children gives the human form of life its best chance to prepare the way of liberty for material bondage, Srila Prabhupada says. And such protection of children begins from the very day of begetting a child by the process of Gavadana Sanskara. So, Gavadana Sanskara is done by both parents and parents-to-be in order to bring good children. This is one of the sanskaras that is good to have. You have a priest that can do that. You go through that before the parents or the parents-to-be, the husband and the wife, seed, have sex life in order for, before the woman gets pregnant. So, Srila Prabhupada, by his mercy, knows that not everybody gets the opportunity to have the priest and the arrangement for this samskara. So in the absence of a samskara, Srila Prabhupada has allowed replacement of that with 50 rounds of japa earlier in the day before the husband and wife indulge in sex life during the ovulation period of the wife. Of course, that's to be there. So 50 rounds of japa. You had to go 50 rounds of japa, and it's very, very good to go through that, because it really, really helps your consciousness. By the time you finish 50 rounds, you're very much in the mode of goodness and in transcendence by the time you do 50 rounds. 50 rounds straight, the day, during the day, earlier in the day. So, children should be cared for and trained beginning from the womb. When the wife is pregnant, that child, as soon as the brain tissue begins to form, can and other senses are forming, they begin to hear right from the womb. Even through the difficult time they have in the womb, they will hear. And therefore, it is important for the woman to be around things devotional. Lectures, kirtans, bhajans, and be careful, be around people who don't speak in a mode of passion and ignorance, because a child can pick up all of that. As a matter of fact, reminds me of this, before I even became a devotee, there was a situation where there was this young lady that I knew. This was in Massachusetts, in Brockton, Massachusetts. Very good singer, and she had a boyfriend. She got pregnant, and we're talking about Kami lifestyle, so you understand that. And one time I was talking to her over the phone, And she was expressing so much surprise that the little baby that had been born knew some words, street language words, that she never taught the child. But the child already knew it. She said, well, how is that possible? But at that time, I did not know much about Krishna consciousness, so I couldn't explain. But later it was explained to me. So she herself was around people who use those words, and the baby picked it up while the baby was in the womb. So she came out knowing it. Now, another situation with the body. This is now back in Washington, Pennsylvania, where I'm at now. A devotee child, we knew when the mother got pregnant, the child was born, and the child grew up as, I think, 1 year thereabouts when they just began to start walking. She could just stand up, she could finish the crawling, and now he could be on his feet. And we'll have programs, that time, Friday programs. And when it came to kirtan time, that boy could hardly walk properly, but he would just start, you know, leaping a little bit to try to dance. It was so much fun. He had heard this because we knew where the mother was, around the bodies the whole time. Even the place where she was working, that business was owned by the body. So you could do whatever you wanted there in terms of your country. Nobody's going to feel a problem. Nobody's surprised by anything. And he himself was Krishna conscious. You know, he was Navayoganda Swami disciple who was actually owned the business here in Harrisburg. And so being in a situation like that at home and also at work, the child picked up so much. And it didn't take, but by the time he was 5 years old, he had memorized quite a few of the scriptures, the texts. He just started picking it up just like that. So a lot has to do with the type of pregnancy that the wife goes through in terms of where the person is at the time, where they go, what they say, and all of that's picked up by the baby. And so when they come, the baby comes out of the womb, he's already been, you know, in a sense, trained to some, you know, for a few months, 9 months, in the womb, and connected with Krishna. And so then it's easy to have an, you know, flow right out of the womb into Krishna consciousness. So the baby should be adequately provided for, of course, materially, father and mother, and spiritually. Materially and spiritually. Materially is also important because how we raise our children speaks very much about how people regard the society as a whole. If our children are not properly cared for, that reflects on the way in which people perceive the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And that affects all the work Srila Prabhupada has done. We want to give out books by Srila Prabhupada, but people who are not happy about or look at how we handle ourselves, handle our children, and they see and they say it's not good, they won't be so interested in what we have to offer to them. So indirectly, how we deal with our children affects just how far society itself goes and how other people perceive the society. If they are brought up properly, there's no reason for them to leave. It's gone when they grow up. They'll be just part of it. And Lord knows that Srila Prabhupada disciples are at the age where most of them would be leaving in the next maybe decade or so. Some of them have already left. And of course, we have to have people replacing them in society to go on. So these are all, seems like background stuff, but it does in fact affect how society operates, and this is Lord Chaitanya's society. So Papa is the CEO, but the owner is Lord Chaitanya, the Lord himself. So each one should do his or her part to make sure that our children are well cared for, are well protected. If you can do Gavadan Sanskara, absolutely do it. Get it done with the priest. If not, 10-50 rounds. Man should 10-50 rounds, woman should 10-50 rounds. Before you invite the soul into the womb of the woman, or the wife. Protection of old men. Well,
the protection of old men and women, give them a chance to prepare themselves for a better life after death. Srila Prabhupada is saying that in a proper way. Gives them a chance to prepare themselves for a better life after death. And yes, old people do in fact think about death. You can't escape that thought because you know that when the bones slow down, the next thing is that that would come at some point. So old men and women are generally weaker physically due to the aging process. Now, many of them retire from active work. So an older person could be a source of advice for younger people because of longer life's experience and maturity. This is a huge advantage, even though the body, the bones don't move as well as you used to, but the mind is still there, and so many things have happened, and the old person has been here for decades. So they know the way it was like. They can compare the way when they were younger to the way things are now, and they can give you a more well-rounded perspective about life to the younger persons. Interestingly enough, this is a society of everything being done so quickly and so fast. But quickly, everything done quickly, get here, do this, do this, do this, and the rat race, that's more the passion, already more the passion. And the older person would not advise you to go at that rate. They're not. Because they know you work yourself crazy and your body is being, you know, it's just so much taxed because of the way life, people just want more and more and more and more and more. Of course, we don't have a proper balance system anyway. That's why this is going on by the vices. But slowing down is important. And in fact, your power part, what he has us do, japa, is a real nice slow down meditative process. And if you can do more than 16 rounds, so much the better. Because the 16 rounds, after all, minimum. So that's great, great advantage of being around an older person who is a devotee. You will get good source of advice spiritually, materially. You can use that for your own children. If you have children, the older person is a grandfather or a grandmother. So much can be obtained. So don't be so quick to send them to places where they just be, you know, put out and what is it, the old folks home, what they talk about. Devotees especially should kind of avoid having the older people go to these places. We should have situations where they also can have their sangha. So we still got a lot of work to do. In some situations, in some cultures, the older person is in-house with the younger people. That's okay. But in some cultures, they're not like that. And if the cultures are not like that, rather than the devotees going to old folks home, they really should be senior, as you call them in this country, senior citizen centers, where they can, in fact, associate with each other and have some younger people there too to help with the lifting and the things, you know, prasadam, cooking and all of that. You can't expect the older people to be lifting heavy things because their bones just won't allow it. But that is one thing that's missing. Retirement homes for devotees, the older devotees. And literally, it should be like dhams in themselves, but smaller dhams, and have that. And if it's in a situation where we can even have a couple of cows there to supply the real milk, and this, it would be so wonderful. People then can live in a devotional atmosphere. And that would be better preparation. We're talking about these things. This has been on my mind for quite a while. Because Sri Prabhupada says it makes it possible for the older person to prepare him or herself for the transition of the body to more favorable, you know, subsequent life. So, as Sri Prabhupada is saying, this complete outlook, if things were working properly and the protection is given, then humanity will be successful. Right now, so many computerized things are there, so we're living life, Mr. Papa called it polished cats and dogs. So, the killing of the above-mentioned innocent creatures, the women, the cows, the children, this is totally forbidden.
And if one does violate that, make life difficult, then our duration of life not only is going to be shortened, but it's also going to be difficult. And after a person leaves the body, that worried this group of protected, there should be people deserving protection, then Krishna will be very hard on them. Yamaraj will be very hard on them. They'll have to learn a lesson, and it's actually more the ignorance. They might not even get a human body next life. So, when women, I'll tell you one more thing about it. When women are not protected properly, then the children that come out are children that are little devils themselves. And that's why we have to be very, 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 very careful how we deal with this. Now, in Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, there is one text where Lord Chaitanya, there is this, I'll read the translation, I won't go into the Sanskrit. The translation is so helpful, it's going to be helpful to us. Because of this fast pace, right now, more the passion, we are living life, many of us, because of employment, those who are still employed, they are being pushed to get so many things done. The computer has now become a very, very big part of work, but actually it's made people more and more mentally disturbed. Mentally disturbed. Because we have been led to think, oh, the computer has a processor and you just get things, you just click a button and this is done and that's done and that's done. But actually what happens is many employers have given more work to employees just because the computer is going to do a good part of it. And it's caused a situation where now people are in greater anxiety and the effects of it are actually quite difficult. So we are dealing with, this is another form of lust. Lust is just wanting for me, wanting for me. They know that it's Krishna's mercy that the wealth has come, that Krishna has given it, and Krishna is looking to see what they will do with it, and therefore it is important not to fall into Maya because of the wealth, but use it in serving in the Krishna projects, to move Krishna consciousness forward, to make it more available, and serve the very statement the Krishna consciousness will be in every town and village, help to make that go even more. Even as we speak now, preaching centers are being opened in different parts of the states of the United States. Krishna consciousness is not in all of the 50 states in the United States yet. I could just say South Carolina is one of them. North Carolina, the Bodhi said that South Carolina, there is no. You know, I know Vermont doesn't have it either. So see, we still have work to do, even in the United States alone, one country. We still have work to do. So then money is used that way. But a non-devotee gets rich, they like the prestige of being rich. And then they also like to buy all kinds of toys. We say toys, expensive things for themselves and for their family. They think of themselves, selfishness. Spiritually, they are selfish. So that's where we part. So yes, to maintain the body, the work has to be done. But the motive is different between the devotee and non-devotee. Hare Krishna. Yes, very, very important. Yes, very important. Vigyan, the application. Application. Gyan, knowledge, is good. Once you have the knowledge to apply it, it's very important. If we don't apply it, then it's just, we are at the same level as somebody who doesn't know. Because if it doesn't make a difference in your life, you know it, but then what is it doing? So yes, living it, living what we know is very, very, very important. I'm glad you brought it up in your comment. Yes, material life is challenging, and our consciousness should always be, how can I serve the devotees? How can I use what I have? How can I connect what I'm doing in one way or the other, directly or indirectly, to service the devotees and to Krishna? And that is the right consciousness that keeps us remembering Krishna, and associating with devotees also, of course, very, very important. So all of that keeps us going. It's very important to talk about this. And you mentioned something that if we're not careful, if we turn our backs, then we can fall into Maya. Srila Prabhupada gave a nice connection to it. Krishna is light, Maya is darkness. When there is no light, there's automatic darkness. And when light is there, there can't be any darkness. Therefore, it's a choice of where we want to be in. Krishna is light, and if we stay with Krishna, in Krishna consciousness, our consciousness is that of thinking about Krishna, serving Krishna, and Krishna's devotees, serving Guru, then we are in the light. And as soon as we get tempted to move away from the light, because we're in a marginal position, near the border, then of course, darkness immediately comes. So we have to enthuse each other to stay in the light the whole time. And then we have an opportunity not to be cooked again in the material world, but to go back home. Hare Krishna. Any other comments? Sometimes, yes, it's necessary to compromise, but devotees, you compromise for the right reasons. Otherwise, no compromise. Otherwise, no compromise. We don't compromise on regulative principles. No compromise. If you struggle with it, you're not compromising. You're struggling. Don't say, you cannot compromise anything there. Some things are just fixed in order to help us to develop the love for Krishna, ultimately, that we need to get to. So in those places, no compromise there. Hare Krishna. But sometimes, for the good of all, the Guru would do some things that to help us to grow. Through His mercy, bring some things down. That's not compromise, that's mercy. So Prabhupada doesn't compromise with chanting the holy name. He says 16 rounds, yes, it's less than 64, but it is still Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. No compromise there. No compromise there. Chanting is chanting. We have to do Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, yeah. Krishna's mercy, Guru's mercy. Yes, Mataji. We understand, as you put it, from the point of view of being in the world longer than the younger people, those of us that have been around longer. But the temptation is always there that we have to be more fixed in the consciousness of Krishna. Constant hearing definitely reminds us about Krishna. Their work, yes, I'm glad you of Krishna and how to serve the devotees and to serve Krishna the whole time. That's where real happiness is. But there is some measure of suffering that's always there. You can't escape that in the material world. Hard work. Sometimes, or one way or the other, we are all made to, because that's there, that brings me to a point said that I'd like to share by Radha Maharaj. And he made the point that the material world has been set up in such a way by Krishna that those who come to the proper realization would not want life here in the material world anymore. It's set up, the suffering is set up, it's here to make us disgusted with this place so that we can go back. Because the tendency is people to want to settle, as you see non-devotees doing, trying very hard to make life more enjoyable for according to their definition. And then if they get to that point where they think they've made it, then they think they're happy. But if you ask rich people and they're going to be honest with you, they will tell you they're not happy either. It's just a different type of frustration and different type of challenge that they face when the wealth comes. It's just switched into another things. Yes, you may see some things, but toys, as America likes to call it, toys, things that they can use that other people don't have, and they, because of their wealth, they have, and their living conditions, they determine to be better, but the anxiety never goes away. That's a place, this is Kunta, a place of anxiety. So yes, you give good advice to the youngsters. And we've been youngsters too, right? Sometimes you think back about the way it was like. I think about that a lot. And the body can't do as much now. So what to do? Tell the mind, this is the situation now. And we have to just do more connection with Krishna in a different way. In a different way. Hare Krishna. Okay.
If you're none, we thank you very much. Thank you for giving me the service. Vanchakalpat Rubyastra Kripa Sundi Evita Patitanam Pavanevil Vaishnavevil. Jai. Jai. Hare Krishna, everybody.